Welcome back to Power of Attorney. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my special guest, Brad Russell. Welcome, Brad.
Thanks for having me, Wayne.
Thanks for being on the show. Brad is the founder and president of the Washington West Film Festival. He founded the International Film Festival in Reston, Virginia in 2011 because of a recognized absence of a prominent and large multi-genre international film festival in the D.C. area. Brad was driven by two distinct passions. The Washington, D.C. region, particularly Northern Virginia, is primed to be a prestigious host location for a major East Coast film event, with the economy and demographics, etc., in this area. And he believed the film festival could be a catalyst for inviting and inspiring tens of thousands of patrons and art lovers to participate in real-life stories of hope. The Washington West Film Festival has attracted leaders such as the founder of Reston, Mr. Robert Simon, who Brad told me is going to be turning 100, is that right?
That's right, in April.
100 years old. Hollywood actor, writer, director Brad Hall, Wolf Trap president emeritus Mr. Terry Jones, and many other accomplished art and business influencers. Brad's 2020 year goal for the Washington West International Film Festival? It's to achieve Oscar qualifying status, attract 100,000 attendees, and screen over 200 films annually, and give from its box office the net proceeds and contributions in excess of $1 million each year to communities in significant need. This is great. This is a great thing that you're doing. It's not only got an art purpose, it's got a charitable purpose as well. So again, why did you start the film festival?
I really think the D.C. area is potentially a prime location for film. We always think the obvious of politics, but this is an untapped market, and we have so many talented filmmakers from this region. We, in just these 2.5 years, have built great relationships with award-winning film directors, producers. So I just felt it was time. Let's give this a shot in creating a prestigious type film event, but an event that does something really unique and that we give our box office to communities in need.
I know that there have been a lot of films, very prestigious films, you know, filmed in and around the D.C. area. What makes D.C. such a great place to have a film festival, and why is it so special to you?
I think it's the combination of the audience. We have a really smart audience here, very educated story lovers. But I think the demographic also is with the economy and just being the nation's capital. I mm-hmm. think the fact of just our location has an appeal for certain types of stories that really go to the entire globe.
Do you love films?
Yeah, of course.
What would be your top two or three films of all time, that if you could name them off the top of your head?
Oh, it's hard to compete with Shawshank Redemption.
Wow, I love that movie.
Yeah, that's always, I mean, for years, that's been one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting. Tom Shadyac, a major motion picture
director.
Tom.
He was on my hall first year at UVA.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's done some amazing things.
He's from Northern Virginia,
In
the Falls Church area. He joined us last year and he got two standing ovations, really great Q&A.
Yeah.
He directed Patch Adams, Bruce Almighty. He wrote and directed Ace Ventura.
Right.
He's joining us again this year. This is the 15th year since Patch Adams.
But he's doing a lot of documentaries and really good stuff as well.
He is. We showcased I Am, his first documentary last year, and it was terrific, terrific film. And it really, really matches our vision to give back.
Okay.
So we're about showing all different types of films and stories, different genres. But at the end of our festival, our audiences realize that by participating in our festival, they've participated in a greater story. Last year, we contributed to hurricane relief in Breezy Point, Long Island.
Awesome.
2 years ago, we built a shelter in Haiti that's used as a movie theater for kids.
Awesome.
And our audiences get to see short films about the projects that they've contributed to. It's really cool, really a cool experience.
So this is the third annual festival.
This is in October.
And, you know, again, it's becoming an emerging and anticipated film festival. What are some of the details about the event?
Well, we have Brad Hall, who's now on our advisory board, joining us again. If Julia Dreyfus's HBO schedule doesn't change, she'll be with us again. Ed Asner, 7-time Emmy-winning actors,
sure.
His film, and Q&A will certainly be a highlight of the festival, we believe. We have opening night, closing night films, parties, after parties, a lot for the audience to engage with the filmmakers, the storytellers.
When's it scheduled to take place?
October 23rd through the 27th.
And where are you going to be hosting this?
So we screen in four locations this year. We've expanded to George Mason University, the Artisphere in Roslyn, the Angelica Film Center in Merrifield, but our primary location is Reston Town Center. Much of the films we screen will be in Reston Town Center.
That is awesome. And is there a cost to attending the event?
Yeah, regular screenings are $12. The tickets can go all the way to $25, depending on the type of an event, but $12 to $25. And our net proceeds from our entire box office is given to an annual charitable project that we really believe in.
There's also a preview music event associated with this, isn't there?
So Wednesday night, the 23rd, we start. We really are introducing our new music focus this year. We're developing a music and film focus. So in 2014, that's really going to expand. But we begin on Wednesday night, the 23rd, with a music event at the Artisphere.
That is pretty cool. I love music and I love movies. So this is going to be something I'm going to attend. And I hope all of you listening out there do as well. What kind of films have you lined up so far for the Washington West Film Festival in October?
We have quite a few short films from all over the world. We've got a couple films from Australia, New Zealand, Great Britain, Asia. The bulk of our films are domestic. But then we have documentaries, feature films as well. We have an incredible film. I think it's going to end up being an award-winning film on Alzheimer's.
What film is that?
The Genius of Marion. I saw it screened in New York a few months ago. And Banker White is the director. He documents his mom's diagnosis of Alzheimer's and follows how their family handles this diagnosis. And it sounds like a heavy story, and in some ways it is, but it's such an encouraging view of how families are addressing this growing challenge in America. It's I think it's destined to be an award-winning film.
And the population of those with Alzheimer's is increasing rapidly because of the aging of the population too. So this will be an interesting topic. Is it all so serious? Is there any fun stuff associated?
Oh yeah, we've got a crazy feature film called Awful Nice. Last year, our audience choice short film was 92 Skybox. Alonzo Mourning Rookie Card, which was the name of the short film. Fantastic short film. It's been turned into a feature called Awful Nice. Todd Sklar, the director, is coming from New York.
Awesome.
To be with the audience for that screening.
So, and then we've also, at George Mason, you've got some student films as well airing there?
We do. We have a documentary called Living on $1. Four college students went to Guatemala, tried to live for 40 days on a dollar a day. They documented it. A fantastic film about engaging the third world. And GMU theater and film students will be joining us for that screening.
And every year you have a featured country, don't you?
Well, we're beginning that this year.
Okay.
So this year we began our national spotlight. This year we're spotlighting some of the best films from Lithuania.
What if you don't speak Lithuanian?
Yeah, one
subtitles.
Of their representatives is coming from Lithuania, and will be an English-based Q&A, but really, really fantastic films that rarely are seen here in the United States are going to be a part of our film festival. Next year, we're already talking to Italy about the Italian focus next year on that national spotlight.
So there will always be at least one featured film from that particular country is the idea.
That's right. And this year from Lithuania, it's going to be a series of short films.
Okay. And you know, this is a film festival on the East Coast, so that's one thing that makes it different from everything else. It's not Cannes, and it's not the Sundance Film Festival, but it's definitely unique. What makes this film festival unique and different from all the others that are being conducted out there?
Yeah, we're hearing this from the West Coast and New York that we're doing something that isn't happening anywhere in film. We engage the audience to see themselves as storytellers as well, rather than recognizing the directors or actors up front in the Q&A, we're telling our audiences that just by contributing in buying a ticket to our film festival, they are helping create a really compelling story of hope in some particular community in need. The first year was Haiti, last year on Long Island. This year, we're keeping our give back focus local in the Fairfax County area.
There's a lot of need in this area.
Yeah, there really is.
I participate in a particular organization called Northern Virginia Family Service, and they conduct, you know, programs, everything from Head Start to Training Futures to helping the homeless out in Prince William County. There's plenty of need in this area. Have you actually picked which organization you're going to target?
So I was just in a conversation yesterday. Our board of directors will make that decision in the next month, but we're really looking at a crisis situation with the homeless community in Fairfax County and then
absolutely
addressing some of that.
Outstanding, outstanding. So that really does differentiate this film festival from all else because the proceeds are directed towards charity, the net proceeds. So you've mentioned some of the goals, or actually I kind of listed out some of the goals. What does the future hold for this film festival?
Well, we're still in startup mode. We're a volunteer-run organization. We want to begin staffing in 2014. Our goal is to hire 3 staff next year. We're entirely funded by sponsors and personal donors. Once our staff is set, we're really looking at growing this into a festival that screens 100 films each fall. Mm-hmm. Eventually, we'd like to cross 200 films and reach that 100,000 film goer level by 2020 is really our goal. It's pretty audacious, but we believe we can hit it.
I mean, this is the first I'm hearing about it. So, and I'm sure all the listeners out there, the thousands of people that are listening to this live and then those that hear it on rebroadcast in any number of formats, will be very interested in knowing that if you love film and you want to see all kinds of different films, this film festival is right here in Northern Virginia. It's in our backyard. So there's a great opportunity to do this. Where can we find out about all the venues and all of the times and
sure.
all of the shows and all the information that you're having to deal with? Where can we find out
about it? It's all on our website, www.filmfest.com.
All right, so when do tickets go on sale?
Tickets are on sale now.
Excellent. So if you want to find out about it, you go to www.filmfest.com, and you can find out about all the movies that are being displayed. Last year, how many filmgoers did you have at the festival?
We had almost 1,600. Our goal was 1,000.
Okay.
It was our first public year.
Okay.
Our goal was 1,000. We had just short of 1,600. So
we're not going to get 100,000 this time, but let's try to get 5 or 10,000 out there.
Be fantastic.
And you know, getting the people from George Mason, the kids and the students there and the faculty, but also everybody in this area, in the Northern Virginia area, D.C., come out of D.C. and come out to Northern Virginia and see this film festival, because it's really going to be a unique opportunity not only to see stuff that you haven't seen before and you may not see again, but also to give back to the community. So it's a really important thing that we're doing. What have you learned along the way, Brad, as you know, you're trying to build this film festival into something more than just a passing fancy?
Great question. I have learned that everyone wants to be part of a story that matters.
Okay.
Everyone. We tend to look at authors or screenwriters as the storytellers. But we believe that our audiences, just the average person off the street, really has a contribution make to a story that leaves a lasting difference in the lives of people in need.
So by buying tickets to the film festival, what you're doing is you're not only supporting an organization that helps the arts, you're helping a local community.
That's exactly right.
And it's right in our backyard is our focus this year. So I think everybody who's listening, come out to the film festival, buy a ticket, do what you need to do, and then anybody who's interested in sponsoring, they should get in touch with you?
Absolutely. They can do that through our website as well.
Okay, excellent, excellent. What else can you tell us before we wrap up?
We're looking forward to hosting Washingtonians at this year's Washington West Film Festival.
Washington West Film Festival, or the Washington West International Film Festival in Reston, Virginia, from October the 23rd to October the 27th.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Thanks for being a special guest on Power of Attorney Radio. That was Brad Russell, founder and president of the Washington West Film Festival. I'm Wayne Zell. Tune in next week for another special topic and special guest on Power of Attorney Radio. Have a great week.